Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 3rd of October 2021. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.865 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 megs by Peter, VK7TPE. On 7.14 megs by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14.13 megs by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 megs by Dale, VK7DG. We can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and on VK7RTC in Southern VK7. Silent Key, Joseph Ortuso, VK7NJO. It is with sadness that we report on Joseph Ortuso, VK7 November Juliet Oscar, who went Silent Key on 24 September 2021. He was born 25th of the 4th, 1948, and died peacefully surrounded by his loving family. Joseph was first licensed in 1948 as VK7NJO, beloved husband of Suzanne and father of Anthony. Vale Joseph Ortuso, VK7NJO. And that comes 73 from Richard, VK7RO. RAOTC, October Broadcast. This is a reminder about the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia broadcast for Monday, the 4th of October 2021 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The first article is sourced from ARRL. It was announced that the British RAF station GB2 Radio Alpha Foxtrot has been shut down after 20 years of operation. The Associated Museum remains open. Next are three articles dealing with contemporary issues. The first is entitled, What is Quantum Entanglement? The second article describes how to extend the lives of aging communication satellites and cites a current example. The third article continues the history of computers by answering the question, why did CPM lose out to MS-DOS? Listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over the VK7RAA RTC statewide network or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. The date is October 4th. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. Callback statistics are sent to the RAOTC Broadcast Committee. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. 73 Peter, VK7PD. AR Promotion. Amateurs appearing in unlikely locations. There is a series of innovative television advertisements for the Tasmanian building and construction industry that feature Sergio Giudici projected onto a hydroelectric dam wall. Sergio is sadly silent key. However, he was a hydro engineer and an amateur radio operator, VK7 Sierra Golf. Sergio lived in Lansdowne Crescent, West Hobart, with a high tower and beam in the backyard. Richard VK7RO remembers him saying that the council asked for the design figures, so he gave them the static numbers, but not the dynamic. We suspect he thought they wouldn't be able to understand the latter, and there were probably not many outside of the engineering fraternity who could. Sergio was, of course, a very big noise in the design of the Gordon system and other hydroelectric schemes. Sergio bought the house next to him in Lansdowne Crescent, and Richard remembers VK7AZ suggesting that it was to avoid having to suffer complaints about TVI. Hi. The link to the YouTube video of the advertisement is available on the email edition of the broadcast. 73 Justin, VK7TW, and Richard, VK7RO. Contest News, Oceana DX Contest. The Oceana DX Contest, happening this weekend from 2 October at 0600 UTC to 3 October at 0600 UTC for SSB, and the same times next weekend, the 9th and 10th October, for CW. For more information, take a look at the website. There are multipliers for each prefix in Oceania and also different points for each band, creating opportunities for high scores for a few contacts. This is also a great opportunity to increase your DXCC country's contact list, as all the stations have their beams pointed to Oceania. 73, Catherine, VK7, Golf Hotel. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Wow, October is with us, and that means there are only 83 days from today until 25 December. Frightening, isn't it? Where has the year gone? Now that I've shocked you with that bit of news, we will give you a report on our social night outing held last Wednesday, 29th. Considering the short notice given in relation to this event, we had a tremendous roll-up. In fact, we filled three big tables. It was great catching up with members we hadn't seen for some time, and in particular Kevin, VK7HKN, and XYL Lynn, VK7FROG, John, VK7JFD, and Anne, VK7ANN, XYL of Tony, VK7YBG. Just as well I checked the membership register, as Anne has changed her call sign. It would have been embarrassing if I had noted her under her old call sign. Also, it was great to see Stephen, VK7SVG, had brought along his XYL Linda, and Ian, VK7IG, also brought his XYL Shirley. As predicted, the food was first class and the prices were very reasonable. Service was also excellent, considering the dining rooms, both inside and outside, were full. The last time we attended the Commercial Hotel was 11th December 2019, so definitely a long time between drinks at that venue. It had also been our last social night out due to many factors, including COVID. Amazingly, the prices hadn't increased, so that was a bonus for all, but especially for one member who was feeling extremely hungry and ordered a serving of shanks and vegetables. As that apparently only filled his right leg, he then ordered a second serving, and that filled his left leg. This was then followed up after a rest period by dessert, a very large serving of banana split. As we said to him at the time, that surely would have filled the tummy. I must admit the desserts looked good, and many followed up their main meal with one. Overall, an extremely enjoyable evening out. Hopefully we will be able to organise an event in mid-December for a Christmas break-up, but need to find a venue that offers a la carte menu, good parking, and central to all. So if you have any ideas, please let us know. Now, as this was happening, our Morse code instructor, Nick, VK7WW, was hosting his last session of the slow Morse course, and he tells us, "I've taught them all they need to know. However, I will be back and will be recommencing the TestNet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. till 7:30 and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 till about 8:30 p.m. Nick advises that he will be only hosting these sessions on the Wednesday night when there is no technical night at the club. So these sessions will take place every 2 weeks, with the first nets to begin on Wednesday, 13th October. On behalf of the NTARC committee and members, we thank Nick for all his hard work. Over the many weeks, he has hosted the slow Morse course, and we look forward to him being back on air hosting the TestNet CW course and the TechNet session. So please, all note your diaries for the 13th of October. The following item is courtesy of Peter, VK7KPC, and he says, "While you are listening to this broadcast on Sunday morning, Peter, VK7KPC, should have finished a leisurely breakfast somewhere in Richmond and be about to head to the domain with Kay and fur baby Bijou. The D-Max will be loaded, not quite to the gunnels, with a number of military radios, antennas, etc. Plan is to get to Reese Club Room shortly after 10 a.m. and commence setting up the 5.4 Klansman mast and vertical wire antenna ready for PRC-320HF radio demo later in the afternoon. Also to be demonstrated is an FSE-58 transceiver on 6 meters that was used as low-power intra troop radio. Its country of origin was Germany and comes with an interesting helmet-mounted antenna. Next in the spotlight, or knowing Reist, a camera, will be a PRC-351 Manpack low-band VHF transceiver. This also comes with a 20-watt amplifier, hand-crank generator to recharge battery, and various antenna types. This is part of the British Klansman series of equipment. Peter will be finishing off his presentation by firing up the PRC-320 on the aforementioned antenna and maybe getting a contact or two on the Oceana contest. Kim VK7KB will also be presenting some of his collection, but you will probably need to be there to find out what. Thank you, Peter, for that update. Should be an interesting session. Peter is a busy man this month, as he will have to quickly or otherwise change hats to get ready for JOTA in 2 weeks. Upcoming events. Tech Night, Wednesday, 6th October, at the NTARC Club Rooms, 19:30 hours until whenever. October General Meeting, Saturday, 9th October, meeting to commence at 1400 hours, 2 p.m. Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday, 13th October, Testnet CW course on 3580, then 7 p.m. till 7:30, and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 till about 8:30 p.m. JOTA JOTI 2021 takes place from 15th to 17th October. Setting up will happen after coffee session Friday 15th. Peter has lined up a number of events that will be taking place at the Rochalie Scout Hall commencing on Saturday 16th at noon and will run through until 8 p.m. with the possibility of the venturers attending after 8 p.m. Sunday 17th October will see groups arriving from 10 a.m. up to 3 p.m. Plan is they will visit for about 2 hours and the breakdown will see them spend half an hour utilizing radio. This will then be followed by half an hour on the internet and a further half an hour outside locating those elusive foxes. Some Skype and JOTI TV will be thrown into the mix, plus 10 minutes being allowed for cleaning up between activities. Also, an offer will be how to make a Morse code trainer, and this activity doesn't require any soldering, so hopefully the first aid kit won't be needed to be opened. If anyone can assist on Saturday and Sunday, Peter would love to hear from you. He can be contacted by email, which is dodd.pc@bigpond.com, or mobile 0408 805 086. Coffee mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards waiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and chat. Just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities and the other services we provide, especially in these abnormal and very trying times. Enjoying the company, coffee, biscuits and cake by leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. Finally, a reminder to all those members, if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. 73 Yvonne VK7FYMX, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Wyson, Taz, South. Johnny Green Memorial Endurance Ride, Pine Garner, 25th September 2021. Last weekend, Wyson, Tasmania South, members went to Pine Garner to provide safety communications support for the Johnny Green Memorial Ride. This is an endurance horse riding event where participants can choose to ride depending on their experience. The 20, 40 or 80 kilometre division, Gary VK7JGD, Anthony VK7LAG, Justin VK7TW and Cedric VK7CL met at the Brighton Bakery for some caffeine and encouragement, then travelled in convoy to Pyangana, where they met up with Wison members David VK7DMG and XYL Townsie, Chris VK7CDW, Jeff VK7GW, Randy and NTARC members Idris VK7ZIR, Stefan VK7ZSB and Andre VK7ZAB. A communications check between the checkpoints and base was completed on Friday afternoon. It was found that simplex traffic gave excellent results using a half-sized mast which was deployed for the day. On Friday evening, food was consumed and spirits were lifted at the cheese factory in Pyangana by the many attending. Spirits were lifted again back at the event hall with additional drinks and snacks courtesy of Justin and Chris. The event began Saturday morning and RF conditions were again favourable with all three checkpoints and base operating 2 metres simplex. Checkpoints relayed rider times back to base, made sure horses didn't go thirsty and dispensed lollies to hungry riders. Also present at Pyangana was Roger VK7ARN, who was busy photographing the event. Also thank you to Roger VK7ARN for his excellent mapping and terrain work, which was invaluable. There were almost 60 riders this year, with the final rider crossing the line mid-afternoon on Saturday. The activity was enjoyed by all amateurs attending, with some even opting to stay in the northeast for another night or two. It should be noted that Justin VK7TW won the major raffle prize of an enormous hamper filled with all sorts of goodies and left Chris to deliver it home. 73 Anthony VK7LAG and Cedric VK7CL, Wison, Tasmania South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, October presentation, Military Radio and Antennas. Today, Sunday, 3rd October, from 12 noon, Reist are having a BYO barbecue lunch and then a presentation and demonstration on military radios and antennas. This presentation and demonstration are being given by Peter VK7KPC and Kim VK7KB, who are both avid collectors of military radios. We thank Peter and Kim for agreeing to give up this presentation. See you at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms after the broadcast on October 3rd, 73 Reist Committee. November presentation. Digital Voice Hotspots. Reist November presentation will be about Digital Voice DV Hotspots with a focus on PiStar and OpenSpot 3. A huge thank you to our resident DV hotspot expert, Scott VK7HSE, who has agreed to give us the presentation. All you need is a hotspot and an internet connection, and you can use your DV handheld anywhere and get access to your favourite talk groups on your favourite DV mode, DMR, D-Star, Fusion, or P25. They are particularly good in aged care facilities, where you can set up and be able to operate amateur radio without having to find space for large antennas. Happening on Wednesday, 3rd November, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there, 73, Reist Committee. Training and Assessment. Reist's next Foundation License Course and All License Assessment Day is on Saturday, the 27th November, 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know as soon as possible that you'll be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607 or email, and the address is assessor@reast.asn.au. Check out the Reist Foundation license training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Check out the Reist Facebook page events for further details. 73 Reg VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night we started with Graham VK5RE, who is currently in COVID limbo trying to get back to VK5. Graham took the audience through his radio-related life history, starting with experiments with crystal sets, surveying handhelds, CB, RAAF navigational radio, amateur radio, and mast experiments. This journey was supported by some wonderful photos and props. Thanks, Graham, and good luck getting back to VK5. Justin VK7TW then outlined the RD contest result and the fantastic effort that VK7 put into winning the Remembrance Day contest. Congratulations to VK7. Justin then outlined the experiments with the 3.4 GHz SG Labs transverters, with Justin and Richard VK7ZBX, with two size panel antennas, and Alan VK7KAJ with a PCB Yagi, and we achieved full quieting on FM. Steve VK700 and Justin both showed their large and small grid pack antennas, and these will be tested on the weekend. We then showed an interesting article on the rarest valve used in the 1956 undersea cable amplifiers that were tested for 5,000 hours prior to being deployed. We then celebrated the CSIRAC turning 70 this year. This is the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Automatic Computer, which is Australia's first digital computer and the fifth stored program computer in the world. It was the first computer to play digital music. Built in 1947 to 1949 and operated from 1949 to 1964 and was publicly demonstrated in 1951, making it 70 years old in 2021. Justin took photos of it in 2016 in the Melbourne Museum and is now in Science Works Museum. Justin described its specifications and displayed the photos. There was then an article from Flinders University research on tinnitus, research involving direct current stimulation of the affected part of the brain that reduces the noise the brain creates and the tinnitus experienced by the person. Justin finished off by showing the experimental filter PCBs from Minikits. We finished with some reminders. Given the October presentation is today, we will be having a DATV Experimenters Night this Wednesday night. A recording of the night is available on the Reist YouTube channel. This week at the DATV Experimenters Night, we will be having a focus on resonance, interesting electronics and filters, review of the latest low-key magazine and much more. See you then. We get underway from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Keep an eye on the Reist Facebook events for more details. Why not come up to the Queen's Domain COVID-safe club rooms and see what we get up to? And a reminder that we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7 OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. 73, Justin, VK7TW. Satellite news. ZSAT reports, please. Japanese radio amateurs ask for reports on ZSAT. Yasutaka, Narasawa, JR2XEA, and Komaki Amateur Satcom Club reports the satellite ZSAT is planned to launch on an Epsilon rocket on October 1. It will be sending CW on 145.875 MHz. On the AMSAT bulletin board, Yasutaka JR2XA writes, Komaki Amateur Satcom Club has an amateur radio station on Komaki City, Japan. The 50 kilogram class infrared observation microsatellite ZSAT developed by Mitsubishi Heavy Industries will be launched by the Epsilon rocket on October 1st. After satellite separation, ZSAT will start transmitting CW beacon of VHF band. The beacon signal is in Morse code and contains information such as satellite battery voltage. This information is very important as survival information immediately after the satellite is put into orbit. Therefore, if you can receive the beacon signal from the satellite immediately after satellite launch, we would appreciate it if you could report it. JR2XEA at nagoya.so-net.jp. Information on ZSAT transmission frequency, data format, Orbit, TLE, etc. will be released in the future. It can be found on the Komaki Amateur Satcom Club's Twitter account. We therefore look forward to your attention to ZSAT, sourced from the Southgate AR News. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming month. Regular gatherings. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday coffee session, Rochelle Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Tech Night sessions, Wednesday 6th October, Rochelle Club Rooms, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday 13th October, Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 10:30 UTC, 2030 local, NW Tassie 2-meter DX Net 144.19 USB upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet at the Queen's Domain Club Room from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net daily at 3640 MHz, commencing at 5 p.m. Events: Reist 3 October military radio presentation and demonstration with VK7 KPC and VK7 KB with BYO barbecue. Queen's Domain Club Rooms starts 12 noon with the barbecue. RAOTC 4 October monthly broadcast on VK7 RAA, VK7 RTC at 8 p.m. and VK7 AX at 8:30 p.m. NTARC, 9 October, general meeting from 2 p.m. at Rochelle Club Rooms. JOTA JOTI 2021, 15 to 17 October, worldwide. Reist, 16 October, open day, Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Reist, 3 November, digital hotspots presentation with VK7 HSE, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, Newsreader VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7DG, 10 metres VK7VKT, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA and network across northern VK7 and VK7RTC in southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 amateur radio news for this week. You've been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 9:30 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 from Peter, VK7PD.